I've just had another memory about the car rides. Mum used to say, don't do that, your dad will do his cruet. What's a cruet?
His what?
His cruet.
I've never heard that term.
Cruet.
Right.
I'm guessing it's his nana or his his brain, nana. I don't know.
His cruet.
His cruet.
Okay.
Go figure. If anyone can enlighten us,
yeah,
please.
Please do.
Yeah. I want to say a big thank you to our social media family out there. Our Big Show family, for making the very first Thumbs Up, Thumbs Down Thursday Facebook feature a huge success. And we want you to continue to put your comments in there. As always, we read them throughout the day. I've not had to moderate one comment yet.
Haven't you really?
Yeah, okay. They're on board.
They're playing nicely.
Yep. James says, thumbs up to the legends handing out the flyers at the Ballarat station this morning, reminding locals why we should put the Liberals last.
this political comment written and authorised
by James Raines.
Good on you.
There you go. We've got a few nice ones. Sin says, thumbs up to my favourite radio station in Ballarat, 3BA.
Oh, thanks, Sin.
Emily says, thumbs down to said free Ballarat News, who now charges for access to their stories, etc. online. No, the Ballarat News was from many years ago. I think Em's getting this a little bit confused. And then I thought maybe she was thinking the Ballarat Times, but I've gone online to the Ballarat Times. They're still free. They're not charging. The only one I know that charges locally is the Ballarat Courier.
Correct.
Yep. Online.
Yep.
We're free.
Yep.
So you go to our website, any story on our website, whether it's newsworthy, entertainment, whatever, they're all free to read.
In fact, we'll pay you to listen to The Big Show.
Oh, what do you mean? We will. We already are.
Handing out 10 buck notes to anyone that'll listen.
It's costing us a fortune. Wait till the boss gets the bill. I want to wrap it up, though, this morning, and this will be a thing every week. We're going to run this down.
Good.
So thumbs up, thumbs down Thursday on Facebook every week. Here you go, Brett. I don't want to, you know, you already got a big head.
Okay, thumbs up to Brett Mack for being able to say Wimbledon properly instead of the Wimbledon that so many on TV say. And the others that go for the double and call it Wimpleton.
Wimpleton.
Wimpleton, I've heard that one.
That's the Daily Double right there, Wimpleton. Don't think I've ever called it Wimbledon or Wimbledon. No, Wimbledon is the correct pronunciation. There's no T in Wimbledon.
Yeah, definitely no T in it.
And there's no... What was that N bit again?
No, I missed it. I'll have to listen to it again. I once knew a person who didn't call it Essendon. They called it Essington.
Really?
That used to drive me nuts.
Hostable? For those kids out there who couldn't pronounce hospital correctly.
Now I want you to try anaesthetist.
Anaesthetist? Oh, got it in one.
No, I think you got the S and the T in the wrong spot.
No, anaesthetist. I'm on.
Call it quits.